to stand with a border between your legs. Sun child, hair permanently whisked by wind. You were happy once. I see it looking over these photos. Such smiles. How was I to know you held such a secret? All I knew was that you smiled for a time, and then you didn't. Listen, I have secrets too. And if you'd stop killing yourself, if you'd get sober, maybe we could sit down. Maybe I could tell you. Maybe you'd understand why I made certain decisions, like fighting to keep our family together. Maybe there are forces neither of us examined. Maybe if I had a way of seeing all the past, all the paths, maybe I'd have some answer as to why. Why did our lives turn out this way? You used to say, you refused to talk about anything. You refused to show emotion. I blame myself because I know your whole life. You wanted more out of me. There is so much I kept from you. And there are so many ways I made myself hard on purpose. I thought I needed to be hard enough for both of us. You were always crumbling. You were always eroding. I thought, I need to be force. I never said, all my life I've been afraid. I stopped talking to my own mother. And I never told you the reason I came to this country, which is not the reason you think I came to this country. And I never said, I thought if I didn't name an emotion or a truth, I could will it to disappear. Will. Tell me you want to live, and I'll be anything you want me to be. But I can't will enough life for both of us. Tell me you want to live. I was afraid to look back because then I would have seen what was coming. The before and the after, like salt whipping into water until I can't tell the difference. But I can taste it on your skin when I hold your fevered body every time you try to detox. Every story that knocked into ours. I was afraid to look back because then I would have seen what was coming. 1. Dance not beyond the distant mountain. Maria Isabel, Camagüey, 1866. At 6:30, when all the cigar rollers sat at their desks before their piles of leaves and the foreman rang the bell, Maria Isabel bent her head, traced a sign of the cross over her shoulders, and took the first leaf in her hands. The lector did the same from his platform over the workers, except in his hands he held not browned leaves but a folded newspaper.
"Gentlemen of the workshop," he said, "we begin today with a letter of great import from the esteemed editors of La Aurora. These men of letters express a warm fondness for workers whose aspirations to such knowledge, science, literature, and moral principle fuel Cuba's progress."
Maria Isabel ran her tongue along another leaf's gummy underside, the earthy bitterness as familiar a taste by now as if it were born of her. She placed the softened leaf on the layers that preceded it, the long veins in a pile beside. Rollers, allowed as many cigars as they liked, struck matches and took fat puffs with hands tented over flames. The air thickened. Maria Isabel had by then breathed so much tobacco dust she developed regular nosebleeds, but the foreman didn't permit workers to open the window slats more than a sliver. Sunlight would dry the cigars. So she hid her cough. She was the only woman in the workshop. She didn't want to appear weak. The factory wasn't large, by Cuban standards, only 100 or so workers, enough to roll for one plantation a mile away. A wooden silo at the center held its sun-dried leaves, darkened papery slivers the rollers would carry to their stations. Next to the silo, a ladder flanked the chair